We want to start the Mishnah round of Chafei, and Bezer Hashem, if it works out, we'd love to finish the Perek and even start the next Perek. But again, if there's some flexibility in terms of the scheduling of time, I'd love to work it out so that in the middle, Beini Ubeini, we could do some sugyas of Masechet Shabbos about Ner Chanukah, which I'm sure you've done, but every time, my experience, every time it's hafokhba, there's always a chiddush in that sugya of Chanukah. So the Mishnah says, Shluchei mitzvah p'turim min asukah. There's a lot more in this Mishnah, but we're going to focus just on this opening line, because this takes us into the world of Osik b'mitzvah, Potim b'mitzvah. And the Gemara derives it from a pasuk, Minani Mili. So from the fact that the Gemara says Minani Mili, obviously there's a chiddush in Osik b'mitzvah, Potim b'mitzvah. We wouldn't have said it logically necessarily. And we're going to learn today, Mirtz Hashem, a number of Rishonim and try to figure out what the chiddush is of Ublecha Madera and Bishitcha Vesecha of Osik b'mitzvah, Potim b'mitzvah. We'll take a look at Rashi. We'll look at Tosfos, the Ran, and the Ritva. That's where we want to focus today. Rashi on the Mishnah says Shluchei Mitzvah, Holchei B'derech Mitzvah. They're on their way to do a mitzvah. And that we'll see from the Gemara and Daf Chavav, different stories that the Gemara has about people on the way to do mitzvahs, whether it's Binyan Shvuyim, whether it was the Kamal Panei Rabba Beregel, whatever it might be. But Rashi gives three examples. Kigon, Lilmo Torah, Ulahagbil Pnei Rabba, the Liftos Shvuyim. So let's go one by one in this Rashi, because I think what Rashi might be indicating here is from the start what the chiddush is of Osek b'mitzvah, Potim b'mitzvah. The first case that Rashi gives is Lilmod Torah. And the obvious question is, the Gemara in the Masechta Moed Katan on Daf Tes Amud Beis puts Talmud Torah into a very separate category. And the principle of Osek B'mitzvah, Potim B'mitzvah, although it applies to every mitzvah in the world, there's one exception. And that is the mitzvah of what? Of Talmud Torah. Of course, if it's Efshali De'achirim, and I can continue my learning, so let me send someone else. But the Gemara says, if it's Efshali De'achirim, then I have to be ready to drop my learning in order to fulfill the mitzvah, correct? That's Lehejah. There's no question about that.
We weren't sure.
You looked up the Sugya Moed Katan? Because I apologize, but the Maror HaKomos came out in two different stages.
We saw the Rambam, we saw people quoting the name of the Yerushalmi, but not the Gemara.
Alright, so it's, I don't know why you need the Yerushalmi. Maybe the Rambam has a Chiddush and therefore you need the Yerushalmi, but the Sugya is pretty clear in Moed Katan, Daf Tes Amud Beis. When you get a chance, you'll take a look. That's not our main focus of today's discussion. But I just want to point out to you that Rashi is setting up a new category here. And what is that new category? Halicha, exactly. And the truth is that you can't blame Rashi for it, because it's almost mefurish b'kra. I mean, the pasuk itself says, b'lechtecha b'derech. And what's the difference between leches b'derech and lechtecha b'derech? Is lechtecha b'derech means leches nidach. You're on your way, so you have a creature. But if it's leches din mitzvah, you find this is a classical kind of drush in Chazal. You know, Chazal very often will, let's say, for example, in the parasha of Horei b'shogeg. You remember when it says they went into a yar? So the Gemara says, "Makis my yar shel rishus lafuki l'dvar mitzvah." This is very classical, that when the Torah gives a description of reality, so why did the Torah have to describe reality? The Torah is not a storybook. And Chazal, they always see in that story that it's a reshut, but lafuki mitzvah. So therefore, if I kill someone b'shogeg, not because I was cutting trees down because I need food for my campfire, but because I was building a sukkah, that itself leads to the discussion about Hefshar Mitzvah and the whole sugya of the Makis.
No, no, no. Maybe.
Right? Well, for all of these, for the mitzvah omer, whatever it is, so therefore I'm potter if I kill somebody. I'm showing you I'm potter. I'm just mentioning that in passing.
No, you're saying that's not really Rashi, it's really the psukim, but it's not true. Meaning, the psukim tell me that there's a concept of pochedrafim for, you know, and for rishos versus mitzvah. But Rashi makes the connection to Talmud Torah.
Isn't right. It's Rashi? Not for Rashi what we've learned.
I would have picked other mitzvahs. I would have picked.
Why? I'm pressing you a little bit.
Because there the concept of Osik mitzvah applies, and I would have said that Hochei Drachim is an extension of that mitzvah.
Excellent.
And not a new
excellent. Mitzvah. Exactly. That's the finish of Rashi. Right, beautiful, beautiful. So, Varsha Kivanti. Yesh Lachkar, we could raise this Hakira in the halach of Holech. What kind of halach do we have in Halicha? Is the Torah indicating that we can take a mitzvah and expand it? You know, sort of like if you imagine various planets that have stars around them, right? What are they called? They have smaller planets in their orbit, you know. So it's like you take the mitzvah and you expand it to include halicha. Halicha is an expansion of the mitzvah. Well, we're saying, no, that there's a separate halach of halicha and mitzvah, and that sets up its own new category, its own new shame.
It's just hard to understand that if I'm learning, I would have to stop my learning to do this. But because I'm going to the Beis Midrash, so now I don't have to.
Right. But it's very similar, if you remember, in the time of all our discussions last month about Chatzi Shir and Chinuch, does it take on the complexion of that specific mitzvah?
I understand a lot of this. I'm just
right. Right. So that's why she's Chiddush. But I think, again, in the title, the reason I'm excited about this is because it comes, you know, Rashi already. No, I'm saying that, yeah, okay, hey, the mitzvah, the famous Taki, but I'm saying right off the bat, Rashi's offering us, I think, an answer to the question of, minus Chadish Po, you know. We're going to have that problem in Tosfos. You know, what was the Chiddush in this parasha? And the Ran is going to come up with his shot, and the Ritva is going to offer his shot. But Rashi might just add that there's a separate halacha geder called halicha. And the Torah says that what's the power of halicha as long as Litzor is mitzvah? It's potter in a mitzvah. In other words, the Torah is saying, you know what? Don't tell me that you're on your way to buy yourself a new suit, you know, because you're buying a new set of boots for the winter that's coming up in Canada, and therefore you're potter from Kriyat Shema. Don't tell me that. The Torah says, b'lech chavaderech. Anything that's not b'lech chavaderech, as long as you can justify your hisaskus by calling it hisaskus shel mitzvah, litzorech mitzvah, then you're not b'lech chavaderech. You're not part of the chiyuv of Kriyat Shema. Says Rashi, I don't care if you're on your way to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which paradoxically is the one mitzvah that would not generate a patur from other mitzvahs. Nevertheless, you're potter. Why? Because it's not b'lech chavaderech. So I think that's a very interesting chiddush. That comes out of Rashi.
Rashi should have said that. Like, I mean, if Rashi was really trying to do that, he should have made it clearer and said, like,
Should have spelled it out.
Even if he didn't spell it out, give us one word that Talmud Torah is the Chiddush, because the other mitzvahs aren't really the Chiddush.
Correct. Well, no, we'll see in every mitzvah, hopefully, it'll be a Chiddush. You know, we'll talk about Pidgin Adben, Pidgin Shvuyim, we'll talk about Holech Lahagil Pnei Rabba Beregel. Lahagil Pnei Rabba Beregel is really a big thing. Okay, so having said that, I just want to point out the Tosfos Rid. This was my idea to shtel zu the Tosfos Rid at this point. As you all know, there's a famous cache of Tosfos and Kedushin, and you all know that there are like 12 different answers to this cache. The Gemara derives that a woman is pata, is ptura, mimilas benah from the pasuk, oso below oso. Which is coming up in a few weeks around, so it might be a topic unto itself for a shiur that you generally might give in the community about mitzvah saseh shazman grum, especially in the case of mila. So all the Rishonim ask, why do I need a pasuk to exempt a woman from milas benah? It's a mitzvah saseh shazman grum, classic, because mila is only bayom and not balayla. So already I see your minds working here, the juices are going, and there are like 10 different answers to this kasha coming up in your brain. But one of the most, if not the most unique answers to this question is the Tosfos Rid. Very famous. And the Tosfos Rid says that although you cannot fulfill the Maisa Mila at night, but only by day, nevertheless his askus b'mitzvah, and we'll read his lashon inside if you like, applies bein b'yom v'bein b'layla.
And therefore, it's not a mitzvah seishas wine grova.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? So the Ritva, the Tosfos Rit seems to assume that Lila is part of the Zman Chiyuv. Again, we're going to discuss later on in the context of Michas Chinuch Mitzvah Shem, do I have to worry today, you know, before Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan comes around, you know, about Ner Hanukkah or about having trees to plant on Tu B'Shvat, right? I don't know where you're going to plant it in this neighborhood, but that'll be out to you, you know, to... but if it with the break, you know, we'll have our own midwinter break. By the way, I just wanted to say off the record, I mean, that we should have some sort of getting back to the Indian here. So this would be a very interesting question if maybe the concept of this askus b'mitzvah, meaning anything that's involved in preparing for the mitzvah, might change the essence of the mitzvah from a mitzvah say shehazman groma to a mitzvah say sheinazman groma. But of course, would that prove Rashi, getting back to your point in the title from the beginning? No. Because what kind of expansion is the Tosfos Rit using? Is he using some sort of general category that is askus, the mitzvah is a new... No, he's expanding the mitzvah itself. So within the context of his askus, of getting involved physically in a mitzvah, you can draw two different categories. You have one category, which I think the Tosfos Rit belongs to this category, of taking a mitzvah and expanding it, you know, the surrounding spheres that rotate, that surround that planet, you know, and therefore you can take Mila magically and say that Mila somehow applies the entire day. It's not limited to Yom. And again, if we believe that there one time we'll get a chance to study this Tosfos Rit, there's a lot to ask on this. But then you have a new category of his askus b'mitzvah, which Rashi calls halicha l'mitzvah. And there you're not bound by the limitations of the mitzvah gufa. It's a general kind of concept of halicha l'mitzvah. No, that's why I think Tosfos Rit is saying that his askus b'mitzvah would apply whenever the day itself is divided into two parts. Whenever the day is divided into two parts, he would say that we take the day as a unit, you know, Hayom Holech Achar Laila, and in such a case, we can expand the Zman Achiyuv through the vehicle of the Saskus Bibitz.
If I'm a Saskus, then I make sure there's a no-naf, so
that I comb
them out.
So Tosfos Rit raises that question. I can't understand his answer, but you'll get a chance to look. Alright, let's go on to Lekabel Pnei Rabba Berega. Now, who are we going to look at now? Although he doesn't mention the sugya at all, Rebbe Chana. You saw the Kovach Shiurim. I photocopied it. So the Kovach Shiurim wants to know what's the status of a mitzvah derabbanon as far as osik b'mitzvah patur mitzvah. Fascinating question.
Where's that?
The Rebbe Chana in the Kovach Shiurim. Remember this page? I underlined the various parts. So the truth is that when I saw the suffix of Rabbi Chanan, what did I immediately associate it with? I'll give you a hint, the Rambam and the Rampan, what do I mean? Yeah, well, Sosser, you know, is this the old problem from, you know, from Sheshis Yimei, embraces of how to define a mitzvah derabbanan? You know, every time I light Ner Shabbos, or I light Ner Hanukkah, or I set up an Eruv, so I'm a kind of mitzvah, Sisa Kechosha Yerucha, Lo Sosser, right? So I have a mitzvah d'oraisa via derabbanan. And maybe that's why I make a bracha on a mitzvah derabbanan. Maybe that's why the Baha'i Council in Taryag, I think, Yerachmiel, you mentioned that Baha'i the other day. You know, you can have a lot of fun with this and begin to think about the Sugin Yuma that we covered in Aser Smei Chuv about Mushba V'Yomim Mar Sinai, according to Reish Lakish, you know, Chatzis Shir Zolik Derabbanan, so then I took a Shvua on a Chatzis Eis Nevela, do I say Ein Shvua Chal Shvua, because it's Mushba V'Yomim, the Gemara says Amini yes, and the Gemara says no, and maybe the Megillas Esther that we saw, to Tafarin for the Rambam, according to Maskonis HaSugi, you can have a blast with this. But Rabbi Chanan takes a whole different approach. And I thought this was mamish beautiful. You know, you begin to see, you know, unfortunately we don't have a lot from Rabbi Chanan. He was killed by the Nazis, Yimach Shemom. And even the stuff that we do have, it's not 100% clear how much of it is exactly his pen. So when you have a good piece from Rabbi Chanan, you know, and you can sink your teeth into it, it's really gishmak. So Rabbi Chanan wants to know how to define this drasha, this yalfusa, of ubalechta chavaderech. Is it in the positive sense that anything that's not a halicha l'mitzvah, if it doesn't have that status of halicha l'mitzvah, is yachayev in the mitzvah? And you don't apply the principle of mitzvah to mitzvah? Or no? Or at any time it's not leches didach, as long as it's yotz, it's pakam mechal, leches didach, then I say I'm osik b'mitzvah, pakam mitzvah. What do? Do I negate a negative or do I generate a positive? If I negate a negative, then I have the right to say, look, the Torah only was machayev me if it's belechtecha, leches didach. If I'm going on the way to light Ner Chanukah, is that leches didach?
No.
I'm doing l'shem mitzvah. See, he'll hack me over the head, but it's only mitzvah derabbanan. But it's still not leches didach, says Rabbi Chanan. That's one way of interpreting. And then for sure, osek the mitzvah derabbanan would be potter even with mitzvah d'oraisa. And frankly speaking, that's where my heart lies. I have a very strong intuition that even though Rabbi Chanan rejects this, that that's absolutely correct. Or do you say no, says Rabbi Chanan. It's not the pshat that in order to be chayev in the mitzvah, you have to be b'leches didach, a new category called leches didach. No, that's not what the Torah has in mind. What the Torah has in mind is to create a new category of p'tur that knocks you out. What knocks you out of the mitzvah? It's leches the mitzvah. Says Rabbi Chanan, I'm not sure that a mitzvah d'rabbanan is leches the mitzvah. That's Rabbi Chanan's clear. So I was thinking, you remember that we once mentioned a shach in the name of Maral ibn Habib, if you remember, the Shach in Yerodea, who came to a very wild conclusion, if you recall, that even if I hold like Rav Yochanan, that Chatzi Shir is awesome in a Torah, it could be that an Issa Drabbanan is more chomer, paradoxically, than an Issa D'oraisa, in the case of Shavuah. For example, if I take a Shavuah on a Chatzi Shir, then it could be, according to Maskanas HaGemara, we might say that the Shavuah would be chal on a Chatzi Shir, even though Chatzi Shir is also in a Torah, because it's not mushba v'yomei mar sinei on that particular isra, meaning a half a zayis of not nevela but of Chatzi Shir. Whereas paradoxically, if we take an isra drabbanon, we might say that if I take a Shavuah on an isra drabbanon, let's say if I had nevela drabbanon, the Shavuah would not be chal. I would say mushba v'yomei, because what drabbanon are doing is that they're expanding the Issa d'oraisa to include the Issa d'rabbanan. So therefore, for example, if you had a chometz d'rabbanan, let's say chometz nuksha or chometz v'sheish also l'mala mitchil sheish, it would take on all the dinim of chometz, because what the rabbanan did was they generated the shem Issa chometz. If you take that and apply to mitzvahs, you might have a very interesting question. What's the shame mitzvah when the Rabbanan create a mitzvah? The Rabbanan, are they in some sense, or at least in some cases, expanding a mitzvah d'orais? So therefore the mitzvah, the Rabbanan has a ma'isa mitzvah, you make a bracha on it, and it has all the dinim of a mitzvah, and therefore it's b'lechtecha the mitzvah. It's not b'lechtecha the dinim. But I'll tell you the honest truth, Rabosa, and I want you to slug me up on this if you can, because I think what I'm about to say is really, really solid. But go to it, because that's what I like you to do. Is it possible that even Rabbi Chanan Lemaskana, who holds that an Issa d'Rabbanan does not knock off of a mitzvah d'oraisa, because it's not called leches the mitzvah? It's not a mitzvah, it's a drabbanan, it's not a mitzvah. Even Rabbi Chanan would agree that if I had a kiyu mitzvah d'oraisa, meaning the chiyuv itself is the rabbanan would misaki in a certain chiyuv, but the kiyuv is clearly d'oraisa, Rabbi Chanan would agree that a osik b'mitzvah potter. That even wasn't a havam in his mind to differentiate between what we call, and I'm not sure again who created this terminology, it's before Rabbi Chanan, but some say it's already in Rishonim, but even if we differentiate between a mitzvah chiyuvis and a mitzvah kiyumis, that distinction would not have any bearing, any relevance on Osek B'mitzvah, Potter B'mitzvah. And the reason is as follows. You can vacillate back and forth about a mitzvah d'rabbana, whether it's called leches the mitzvah. You know, does it have a halshem maisa mitzvah and so forth and so on. But in a case where you have a kiyum d'oraisa, that's clearly the leches the mitzvah. Perhaps that's what Rashi has in mind here when he adds lekabel pnei rabo bereg. The Gemara says later on in Sukkah that the source for this chiyuv lekabel as pnei rabo bereg is a parsha in the Torah, in Tanakh, the parsha of the Shunamis. You know, all of a sudden she runs out of the house and her husband says to her, what, lo
Shabbat
v'lochodesh, what's going on, Michla, the Gemara says that Shabbat chodesh, she's got to go to see the Navi, to see Elisha. Why? Because Chayvon l'kabel is p'nei rabo b'regel. So our general assumption is, again, there's notwithstanding a certain chiddush in the Turi Evin about Kriya Samikila, our assumption is that a mitzvah midivrei kabbalah that's derived from Tanakh is only derabbanan. You would say something derabbanan lekula. You might say therefore koin terabbanan maskana osik b'mitzvah does not apply, and you'd have to drop the mitzvah derabbanan for the sake of a mitzvah d'oraisa. So there's no p'tur.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying according. I'm saying you leaving out the Turi Evin for a minute. A mitzvah derabbanan, a mitzvah midivrei kabbalah is a mitzvah derabbanan. Forget about Ruach HaKodesh now. You know, again, I'm leaving out the Turi Evin. And if it's a mitzvah derabbanan, according to Rabbi Chanan's maskana, you would have to drop that mitzvah in order to do another mitzvah because it's not b'lech as the mitzvah. Aval pichem, in the case of kabbalah, spnei rabbi v'regel, despite the fact that it's midivrei kabbalah, I would say that, push it. Rashi is 100% correct, even according to Rabbi Chanan's maskana, that all osik b'mitzvah potter b'mitzvah. Why? Because Rabbi Chanan would have to admit, he would have to say, amen, that this is a leches b'mitzvah. Why is it a leches b'mitzvah? The Rabbanu wa machai of me, we derive from the Shunamis. The answer is, the Torah recognizes this mitzvah. And I'll give you two options here. What does it mean, the Torah recognizes this mitzvah, or kind of a mitzvah d'oraisa? Either, which is the way I like to go, it's a cube of Aliyah L'Regel, because the Nov Yehuda goes back and forth. What happens to this manazeh that we don't have based on Mikdash? Is there Aliyah L'Regel or not? You can't be Mekabel Pnei Shechina because we don't have the Mikdash. You can't bring a carbon. All the different dimensions of that question, which itself, by the way, is a great shiur to give. You know, whether there's a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel this manazeh, and there are people, believe it or not, in Yerushalayim, who are machmir for that. Or you can take a different approach. Vadarta pnei zaken. It could be that the regel is not mechayev mi min haTorah to be mechayev mitzvah vadarta pnei zaken. That's why the Rambam classifies the mitzvah kabbalah pnei Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, where he codifies the laws of vadarta pnei zaken. Why do you have it in regel? The regel is not mechayev. It's the kvod rabo. It's that relationship between a Talmud and a Rebbe. That's what's the kiyum mitzvah, and that's why he classifies in Talmud Torah. That's certainly a kiyum d'orais. This is not a steer to what we said before about halicha. I'm not debating that, but I'm just answering the question. Halicha to a mitzvah d'rabbanan. You're getting into deep problems here with this Rabbi Chanan, and I would hate to see that Rashi is a steerer to the maskana of Rabbi Chanan. Then in the mitzvah d'rabbanan, you don't say osik to mitzvah pot mitzvah. The answer is, but it's a kiyum d'orais.
So according to this, we're not making a distinction between halicha l'chiyum and halicha l'kiyum.
Correct. Once you set up a mitzvah of the Torah, that the Torah recognizes this mitzvah.
Yeah.
It's a kima. It's, you know, the rabbanan tell you when to do it.
I understand, but I'm saying, well, we know that according to Rashi, there's no difference between chiyuv.
Because then it becomes leches the mitzvah.
Yeah, let's say because we're going to later on we're making a chiluk between things that are a chiyuv, that's a chiyuv, give a chiyuv mitzvah and a chiyuv mitzvah.
Oh, okay.
So I want to say is that according to Rashi, there's no chiluk there.
Let's hold on to that for another minute, and then we'll come to it. All
right. That's to say it's Talmud Torah again.
It's not human, it's not
Torah. Oh, you mean an Aliyah Torah from Israel? Yeah. That's a big issue about Kabbalah's Pnei Rabo Bereger, where they ask the Aliyah Torah. Tremendous debate about that. Some want to say that that's why the Rambam classified in Hilchos Talmud Torah, because you have to hear Torah from your Rebbe. I don't think that's correct, but we'll leave that out. I just want to ask you the following question, and you'll tell me who asked this question centuries before me. According to Tosfos, as he says, the Iri Hoki the High God and the Mitzvah they became Mitzvah Sukkah in the Vatlim in Mitzvahs. Now, he has a mitzvah, and if he's now going to have to run around to get himself a sukkah, he'll be mevatel that mitzvah. Which is what the Ran calls the efshar l'kayim shneim. So what do I need the pasuk for? I'm being osik rebbeinu shel olam mitzvah aleph. I have to drop mitzvah aleph in the havamin in order to do mitzvah bet? It doesn't make any sense. So man is chadishkan, you know, the whole chiddush here with drushes and minani milis and the whole thing. So who asked this question way before me? The Ritva. What's the answer, Moshe?
The answer is if you have a greater mitzvah.
Oh, can we classify mitzvahs? L'chom rasa. See, the Mishnah says I'm heavy. Yeah, but the Mishnah doesn't tell you what's the source for that. The source for that principle is right here. That you have no right to weigh mitzvahs. Or, alternatively, maybe not. Maybe you do have a right to weigh mitzvahs, but it doesn't matter. Even though the second mitzvah is more weighty, you know, let's say, for example, it's Machayev Kares or whatever it might be, and the first mitzvah is just a bit less Ebi'alma. Nevertheless, I'll sing the mitzvah, part of the mitzvah. So I would take the Ritva to task, and I would say to him, we love you, the Ritva, but it's no kashan tesis. There definitely is a chiddush over here in this parsha of osing the mitzvah, part of the mitzvah. But Rabosa, I would like to suggest a different approach to Tosis entirely. And I'm hoping you'll attack me here for the Lashon of Tosfos, because really what I'm about to say is very iffy in the language of Tosfos. I don't believe for one moment that Tosfos means Yeshua L'Kayim Shtein, the way the Ran accuses him of saying. I can't swallow that. You know what Tosfos means by Mitridei and Mevatle, all these Lashonis in Tosfos? I think he means. Hedeko Rebbe? Wow. Okay. So, what I think maybe Tosis means would be the following. If a person is involved in a mitzvah, let's say the mitzvah starts at time T1 and ends at time T10, right? So it takes him 10 minutes to do the mitzvah. He can fulfill a quick mitzvah, chaperine a quick mitzvah in the middle. You know, give the ani a pruta while he's being menai the talis mishkeferla. But he's going to miss something in the shleimus of mitzvah. Again, let me review. I believe that Tosu would say it's actually kind of shtehen. Physically, the mitzvah is the reality. You can fulfill both mitzvahs. Otherwise, we're back to the mitzvah's kash of pshita mikamashma. But the only thing is, you're going to have to somehow be pogame, or be matrid, or be mevatel, some aspect of the first mitzvah. For example, mitzvos trichos kavon. So you need kavon from the beginning of the mitzvah to the end of the mitzvah. Well, no, maybe all you need is kavon at the beginning of the mitzvah. Well, maybe you'll sell me Rabbi Burr's home. We don't pass mitzvahs trichos kavon. We pass mitzvahs ain't trichos kavon. So I would say the following, even if you pass mitzvahs ain't trichos kavon, there's no doubt that Kavana adds a dimension to the mitzvah. So that dimension will be lost when you're focused, when you're distracted in order to pick up the second mitzvah. So you can say, the Chiddush of Tosfos is the following, that even though it's Efshel Kayim Shtehen,
sorry. You're just pausing, and when you go back to it, you're picking up your Kavana.
Correct, but what I'm suggesting is that in some way Tosfos says it's not going to be the same mitzvah. He doesn't go into detail. Either he'll be torrid and he won't be able to implement the mitzvah in a perfect sort of way. Either maybe his kavana will be lacking, some dimension. Says Tosis, there's a new halachi of hosting the mitzvah. It's mamash chiddush din. It's a chiddush din in the sense that it's called, the chiddush is that it's the Yefshel HaKayim Shtein. The Torah is defining this as the Yefshel HaKayim Shtein. even though it is Efshel Lekayim Shteim, at the end of the day, you'll have two mitzvahs beyond, so you'll be Mekayim two mitzvahs, and they'll both be in your back pocket, you'll come up for schar. But something will be missing, will be lacking, will be incomplete in the first mitzvah. And just one more idea to tell, and then the floor is yours. It's also possible. Rabbi will say, what happens to a person who doesn't daven ba'onas hatfil? He has what? What opportunity does halacha afford him? Hashlamat tashlum. If he was mazed, then he doesn't have the opportunity. But if he was shogeg, then he has the opportunity. And not only does he have the opportunity, Rachmil, not only does he have the opportunity, but he's also chayav in tefilas tashlum. Correct?
Yeah.
What would you say of that? Ha'osek b'mitzvah poter. He was osek b'mitzvah if he couldn't daven. So would there be a chiyuv of hashlam or not? Maybe it depends on this chiddush. If I didn't have the chiddush of osek b'mitzvah poter mitzvah, then I could vacillate back and forth. I might come to the conclusion that all right, it's not his fault that he missed davening because he actually kind of shtan, as Liran calls it. But nevertheless, I wouldn't call him. You know, I wouldn't, even though it's no fault of his own, I wouldn't exempt him from the possibility of tefilas tashlumin. What I'm suggesting is the following, Netana. It could be that the chiddush that inheres in this parasha of osik mitzvah poter mitzvah is that he's not a bar chiyuva for the second mitzvah, just that and therefore he's busy and he's preoccupied with the first mitzvah. No, it's much more far-reaching. What the Torah is trying to say is that he's part of the second mitzvah.
Well, that's the Ritva,
but the Ritva goes a step further, as we'll soon see in a minute. The Ritva wants to even go a step further and generate an Isur. That I don't think Tosus would say. He's not Asur. If he wants to choose the second mitzvah, that's okay.
If he wants to say it's Ritva, if you're saying that Tosos is motivated that it's a rishus, then of course it's a nisr. If I'm doing a mitzvah, the other thing for me right now is considered a rishus, then obviously I can't go and do it. You can't drop a mitzvah to go do a rishus.
No, I don't understand what you mean by rishus. Rishus means that the mitzvah doesn't exist. I'm suggesting that according to Tosos, the second mitzvah does exist, but the chiddush is that I'm potter. It might not mean it. Now I'm not chayev to seek out other avenues to replace the mitzvah. That's the chiddush of osik the mitzvah. Again, the chakir is, do I have to seek out other venues and find other methods of fulfilling the second mitzvah? It doesn't mean that the second mitzvah is completely gone. The ritva is going to say it's completely gone.
Okay, but even if I say I'm putter from it, but it still exists, but it's also going to be obvious that I can't drop a mitzvah which I'm chayav in, which I'm doing, to go to a mitzvah which I'm putter in.
But how do you know you're part of the second mitzvah? That's what adheres in this parasha. Because if you didn't have this parasha, your conclusion would be that you're chayiv in both mitzvahs. I can't give you, you know, malchus for doing one mitzvah, not the other, but you're really chayiv in both mitzvahs. The chiddush is in this parasha that there's a ptur, which means that now you don't have to seek out ways of supplanting, of replacing the second mitzvah. Okay, in any event, the Ritva is very stark about this, and he holds that there's no chiddush in the parasha. Comes along the Ran, and the Ran says, Efshel Lekayim Shteim. This is a pella. I mean, this is really going what we call in Hebrew, Marchik Lechet. You know, he's saying that Osek B'mitzvah Potter B'mitzvah means you could easily do two mitzvahs. V'lo chaser klum, you know, no fault, no, nothing's lost. At no loss whatsoever. Because according to the Ran, and here we can bring home, I think, the point that's even clearer, what we said about Rashi, that there's a new din of his askus for mitzvah. That his askus for mitzvah, I'm part of it, creates sort of like a shield that surrounds me, as long as I'm being osek for mitzvah. Everybody agrees, kuliyam lo pli, that kiyum mitzvah doesn't part of me when I'm mitzvah. And that's the famous example of talis, right, talis for big dough, since it's for big dough, or Aveda Bershuso, you know, the Kiyum HaMitzvah, even if it continues, and that, by the way, is definitely true, that you can have a continuous Kiyum without his Askus B'mitzvah. But that's not of the Kiyum HaMitzvah, it's not enough to pat you from another mitzvah. But his Askus B'mitzvah is a new Din Ptur, according to the Ran. Even if it's Efshel Lekayim Shteim. And now we get to the Ritva. The Ritva says in his first teretz, if we have the mitzvah, here we have the mitzvah. He says, "Kamash malo dafilu boy lahaniach mitzvah zu lasos mitzvah teres gedola heimenu ein harishus biyodom." I don't think Tosfos would go this far. Tosfos would say that he doesn't have to actively seek out the second mitzvah, but does have the option of choosing which mitzvah he wants. According to the mitzvah, the Torah is being machadish that once he picks up the first mitzvah, gehendik, that's it. Story over. Ball game over. There's no mitzvah now. There's no chiyuv. You can't impose upon a person two chiyuvim bevasachas. And therefore the second maisa, if he decides to get involved in it, is purely reshus at this point. And might have gemina. I mean, is the mitzvah going, actually, should we take the mitzvah literally, that if he gets involved in mitzvah B, then it's a reshus, he gets no schar mitzvah, it's not a maisa mitzvah, he makes a brachas mitzvah. But that far I wouldn't go, but I think what the mitzvah is saying, kamash malon, the osur, if you take a look at the mitzvah zamish, osur laniach mitzvoso, bifnei, mipnei dover shehu shal reshus. Since at this point, calls man that he's involved in the first mitzvah, we see the second mitzvah as a reshus, so to drop a mitzvah, it's like dropping the ball, right? If you drop one mitzvah in order to do a reshus, that's called an isur. Again, what does he mean by an isur? I mean, would you get malchus for such a thing? Obviously not. It's not a maisa avera. I would call it a bittul esse. So that's the first pshat in the mitzvah, and that's a beautiful pshat here, that he doesn't have the option of dropping the first mitzvah for the sake of the second mitzvah. That would be considered a bittul esse.
You don't think
Tosfos is motive? I don't think so. If Tosfos is motive, then we're back to the Ritva, and then we Baruch Hashem, then we have Teretz to Ritva's Kash, which is okay, I don't mind. But you know, as long as you want to see them as different shittos, you know, with the Ritva's Kash.
I know Tosfos doesn't say the word answer, but I just don't understand how else you would explain Tosfos.
You mean what the Chiddush is? Or what?
That Lamaisa, meaning Lamaisa, they come out the same. That when I'm doing mitzvah A, I cannot drop it to do mitzvah B.
I don't know. The Gemara says, potter mi mitzvah. It doesn't say that it's aser. That's the Ritva's Chiddush. The Ritva is only arguing, he's attacking Tosfos. He's saying, what do you mean potter mi mitzvah? He's certainly a potter mitzvah. What was Avnina to say differently? And Tosfos might say, yeah, well, let me chop the first mitzvah, pick up the second. The second is more weighty, or the second one attracts me more. Well, for whatever reason, I want to do the second mitzvah, so that would be okay. I don't know if I'm willing to say, again, you know, it's the choice is yours. If I'm willing to say, according to Tosfos, that the chiddush here is that I'm not allowed to drop mitzvah. I think I could really choose which one I would like to implement, but there's no chiv to pick up mitzvah. And why is that important for me? Because it means that even after I complete mitzvah A, I don't have to look for mitzvah B and try to regenerate the chiyuv. Or the fact that I'm not chayav a mitzvah B is gufa chiddush, that even though I could do both, but since mitzvah B would somehow undermine, in some sense, in some dimension, mitzvah A, therefore I don't have to get involved. Or the other pshat is that even though mitzvah B is more chamur than mitzvah A, whatever that means, again, you have to find criterion, I don't impose upon him a chiv to drop mitzvah A for the sake of mitzvah B. But I think, according to Tosfos, harishus biyado, he could actually choose which mitzvah he wants to do. If not, you can put the ritva back into Tosfos and then say that even Tosfos would agree that he's not allowed to drop mitzvah A in order to do mitzvah B. The Ran is, in my opinion, the most radical sheet, because he's saying that there was a tremendous chiddush here in Osek Mitzvah to the Mitzvah, in that his askus bin Mitzvah knocks off another Mitzvah, even though there's no loss if I would pick up the second Mitzvah and fulfill both Mitzvahs simultaneously. The Ran, by the way, and this maybe we'll leave for next time, because that leads us into a whole different. The Ran has an unbelievable kasha here on Tosfos. The kasha makes no sense to me. He quotes the Gemara in Brachas that a chassan, let's say he wasn't able to implement the mitzvah Bilur Shonos, so it took him 4 nights, so he's punted for Kriyat Shema for those 4 nights. So The Ran says, why can't they recite Kriyat Shema? We know that it's on Yura and he can do so. Why is he Potter? And then the Ran goes on to say that the same thing we find by an Ovel, that an Ovel is Chayav Liashev is Daito Lisuvi Daitele. Let's say the same thing over here. So I don't know where the Ran is coming from. Again, he has a whole other understanding of this sugya here. That would be a subject for a shiur unto itself. Where the tirdu de mitzvah is itself part of the mitzvah. Meaning the very premise of the Ran that he should drop his tirdu, that seems to indicate that the tirdu is just rishus. The Gemara goes out of its way to point out that there's a difference between one kind of tirdu, which is called tirdu de mitzvah, and Thomas Vinos of Yam, somebody's going to say, well, the stock market crashed, or the real estate market crashed, so therefore I'm Torah. I lost a tremendous sum, Rachman al-Slan, but that's what's happening in America. Here in Canada, Baruch Hashem didn't hit so bad. But in America, you and I know that people are Torah, they're really Torah. I mean, I have students of mine are looking for jobs, they're really scrambling. They didn't get accepted to the Toronto Colleal. Why are you calling? They try. So we have Baruch Hashem. We have to thank Hashem. So anyway, so that Ran is very interesting, the Kasha of the Ran. There's also an interesting Raya that Tosis brings here from the Sugya Nidarev about the Pruta Dioni. And Bechalal, the whole concept of Osik Mitzvah Potzman at Staka is fascinating, because Tosis says in more than one place that Staka generates not just an essay, but also a lav, not only one lav, I think two lavim. So tztaka is a pretty heavy mitzvah to say that because I'm being osik and Hashem is avayim, if I put him in that tztaka, you know, the yenim that this ani has to suffer because I'm busy, feeding your animal or shaking your talus out. I mean, you can imagine the talus is worth who knows what. It's an old talus, you know, it's not worth that much. You have old sheep, well, sheep are expensive these days. But and because of that, I don't have to give a pruta to the ani, never. Yeah, we take it all for granted. You know, people come around. I know in Harnov, for example, we get probably, believe Guzma, 6-7 people on an average night, you know, coming to our door. I don't know what it's here in Toronto. It's probably even worse. I don't know. Because all those people that I get come here afterwards.
It's colder.
Right.
And then they come once a year, each person.
Oh, once a year. Okay.
So there you get the people every 3 months here.
No, in Harnov, it's unbelievable.
You get the same person every 2-3 months, though.
Well, it depends. You know, certain people are very chashuv that come around, and they come once every 6 months. You know, and they tell you exactly what you owe them. Which is okay. I don't mind that, because this way I don't have to have all that choice anxiety. How much stock are you give? They tell me what the bill is. Bottom line is that stock is a big mitzvah, and sometimes we take it for granted because we're overwhelmed by the mitzvah of stock. That's why David HaMelech says, "Achtova chesed yudefuni." He says, let that be my biggest problem. Toma Chesed are coming to be rodeh for me. You know, instead of all those other redifas that the list is very long in David's case. Then the Ritva has a... So that's a question. How would you answer that question, by the way? You wouldn't say that Osik B'mitzvah is potter from a lav. I mean, so what would be the answer in the case of tztaka?
I don't see that. Is the lav only when you don't give tztaka?
Yeah.
And we know that there's no mitzvah tztaka.
Exactly. There are many lavim which are totally the essay. In other words, the essay itself generates the lav. The lav emerges as a result of the essay. So if you remove the essay, mainly you remove the lav. But do you follow what I'm saying? So my judgment is going to be, for example, would you say Safi Dereis L'Chumra in Staka? Like, this is the big sugya at the end of the first parak of Ksubas. But the question is whether you viewed Staka as a Safik Lav or a Safik Essay. In a Safik Essay, you might say in certain cases, Safik L'Kula, Shevi Altase, especially in Mammon. Because I'm also Chel Rai, Safik Mammon. But if it's a Lav, then you don't have the right to do so. So that's a gigantic sugya in Staka. But I think what you see from Tosus and basically from the sugya Pruta Dioni, Pruta Rav Yosef, is that the lavim depend upon what are generated by what? By the S. So if you're part of the S, if tztaka is mela, the lavim don't.
And then that would have to go along with the Ritva that says that it turns into rishus. That the other mitzvah, that the second mitzvah turns into rishus.
And once the rishus is no lav.
Exactly.
Okay, let's see if we have just a few minutes to at least touch on the second answer of the Ritva. This is fascinating. The Ritva says, Od lamadnu, od limdanu akosuf. The Torah has taught us, the Avogav, the Ikal, a mitzvah kvul is man. He adds the word vadai here. I'm not exactly sure why. But let's have something called a mitzvah kvul lizman. He gives two examples. Kigon kriyat shma ushchitas ha-pesach. V'kodom lachein bosal of mitzvah cheres shetivat lenu min ha-cheros im yaschil. In other words, what happens if by applying posek b'mitzvah potem b'mitzvah, I pick up mitzvah A, which is not kvul lizman. Mitzvah A fluctuates. It doesn't. It depends upon other conditions, but not. It's not an absolute mitzvah you could pinpoint a time period that generates that mitzvah. But as a result of being preoccupied with mitzvah A, also with mitzvah, I'm part of mitzvah shekvul lizman. Again, notice that he's not trying to judge mitzvahs and label them, weigh them, which is more weighty than another. That he's not talking about. But he's talking about a mitzvah kvul lizman that I know. That if I pick up this mitzvah now, I have no opportunity whatsoever to fulfill the second mitzvah. Frankly speaking, just this on the side, I don't want to get distracted with this, but maybe you get a chance to think about this question. I don't understand why the Ritva needs this complex case. I would have discussed the following. What happens is the first mitzvah is Efshar al Yidei Acherim, and the second mitzvah is E-Efshar al Yidei Acherim. Would I therefore not apply the principle of Osik Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah? Am I obligated to send Mitzvah A to the hands of a proxy to implement Mitzvah on my behalf so that I can be free from Mitzvah B because Mitzvah B doesn't lend itself to any sort of agency? I thought that would be exactly the same as the Ritva. But think about that and we'll, believe it, we'll get back to that. So the Ritva says he knows what. If he picks up mitzvah A, what's going to definitely happen? He won't be able to fulfill mitzvah B. It's kvul lizman. So why not make a logical deduction here and say, mitzvah A can wait. Push it off, postpone it. Yeah, pick up mitzvah B. It's kvul lizman. And if he doesn't do so, then he's being mavatel mitzvah B. Kamash v'lah, the Torah tells me. No. Osik mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. Now, is the Ritva telling me something about the Belechtchav HaDerech? Meaning, our focus in this Ritva, and certainly in all the other Rishonim today, has been what Pshita my Kamashmal. I mean, that was the Ritva's problem. Certainly I was thinking of Mitzvah Potem and a Mitzvah. Why would I think otherwise? So the Ritva seems to be looking for a Chiddush that's inherent in the Parsha of Belechtchav HaDerech. Again, that's the first reading of the Ritva. If that be the case, the kamashmalon of ubelechchav aderech osik b'mitzvah is that I don't have to calculate, you know, the second mitzvah and it's, you know, how precarious of a mitzvah it is, how dependent it is on the moment and how I'm going to lose it and all that. I don't have to make all those calculations. Why? Because osik b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. The ritva is not saying some sort of global principle about how to look at mitzvahs and how to analyze them. He's telling you something about ha'osek b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. Therefore, I thought that it could be that the premise of the Ritva, meaning before the pasuk of Belechtchav HaDerech, was that if you have a mitzvah kvul lizman, then you're obligated, even before the Boaz man, to daiga, to worry about the possibility of fulfilling that mitzvah. And I'll be honest with you, I think even Lamaskana the Ritva would say that I am obligated to see through it. As we said before, it's Erev Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, and I have to buy Hanukkah candles to make sure that when Chofei Kislev comes around, I'm equipped with Hanukkah candles. And that's a radical conclusion, and the Ritva is using that assumption in order to explain ha'osek b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. And he's saying like this, you know what? A mitzvah comes, knocking on your door, pick up the mitzvah, and don't tell me, well, I have chiv to daiga for the mitzvah that's coming later on. No, why? Because that mitzvah's knocked off. What knocks it off? Belechtchav HaDerech. But if that be the case, then even Lamaskana, the Ritz was telling us, that a mitzvah kvul lizman, I should be, as a general rule, I should be diving for the mitzvah. It's around the corner, or maybe 6 months down the line. I should be worried about that. Do you want to use my computer? mind. Okay. This is Thomas Vyanosa Vayama. We got to worry about it. Okay.
And I think that maybe if that's shot in the mitzvah, then we might come up with this very radical position of the Minchas Chinuch, if I'm reading the Minchas Chinuch correctly. And this is a fascinating question. If you gentlemen ever want to give a shiur, I'm telling you, this would really capture the audience. You know, how far in advance do I have to worry about a mitzvah that's coming up, that's looming in the long distant future? And the Minchas Chinuch seems to assume that I can't pack out of Yerushalayim in such a way that comes Yedalad B'Nisan, I won't be able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach because I'll be Berichut Makom. Of Shechitas HaPesach, I'll be Berichut Makom. However, the Nod Viyud doesn't accept that approach. And before we read the Nod Viyud inside, I have a feeling that the Nod Viyud is correct based on the Rambam in V'Yoreisim Elokech. The Rambam says that Yochel Yatzim is Einov. He knows that the Rebbe or the Talmud Chacham is coming by in the midst of Adat Pneizok in Old Point. Can he close his eyes? Because the mitzvah depends upon Re'iyah. And pardon himself from that mitzvah. And basically, what's the Rambam's answer? Fundamentally, again, in a universal perspective, what would the Rambam answer? Can I close my eyes?
No.
Yes? No, I'm saying fundamentally. I'm saying before, I always like to look at the Halavita because that's before the Kra. You know, the Rambam says this. The Rambam discovered a radical, sensational chiddush here in the parasha of Adat Bnei Zaken. Why? Because the state does the erase of Elokecha. But mashma that if not for that, Yochel Yatzim is Einov. He's a shtak amin. So the Gemara says, "Onto Bereshia askin." The Gemara says, "No, he's not a Rosh at all because there was never a year. There was never a year. He's not chayv in the mitzvah. Don't call him a Rosh. Talmud lomav v'yareisim elokecha." So if I learn v'yareisim elokecha as a din mesuyam, you know, as a new chiddush in the parsha of Adat Pnei Zaken, then as a general rule, I have a right to say, and I think the Nod of Yehuda would applaud this diuk in the Rambam and embrace it, that I don't have to worry about chiyuvim. I can do whatever I want. I can dance this way or that way and avoid chiyuvim. The Torah says you found yourself in a situation of chiyuvim. Then you become a bar chiyuva. So you want to fly to the moon so you won't do this? Fine. And there are people who run away from the house so they don't have to give stock for the six people that night will come around. So,
I live with.
So he saved his phone. I hope he saved his phone.
One thing he did, he used to go to Yerushalayim on Yedalad, that's what I heard, Yedalad Adar, and then Tesvav Adar.
Oh, so he wouldn't have to hit Megillah Mimonoshah, something like that.
No, he doesn't go. He goes to Yerushalayim on the first, he does this backwards. It's like reverse.
So the Minchas Chinuch attacks the Nod of Yehuda here with fierce anger. You know, it's like, you know, I can imagine the Minchas Chinuch sitting in the shir of the Nod of Yehuda and really getting upset at the Nod of Yehuda. You know, the sparks are flying over here. How could the Nod of Yehuda even have the audacity to present that opinion that I can take a nice long trip to Florida, so that comes, and you have a tan in the Messiah, okay, from Shah. But, so, the Vayom, when it comes to Dal Venetian, I'm Berichot Makom, how can he say such a thing? How could even entertain such an idea? So just to strengthen a little bit the sharp in the cash of the Minchas Chinuch, and they all talk about this, can I not buy a lulav or matzah before Yontif and then say, well, I don't have a lulav to shake, I don't have a matzah to eat. Is there from potter? You know, how could you imagine such a thing? So I thought the following, and we discussed it, I'm just going to present it again, and you'll tell me if you think it might make sense. The Nod of Yehuda would certainly agree that you can't just run around and say I'm potter mina mitzvahs because I didn't organize my mitzvahs, and I didn't buy matzahs, and I didn't buy lulav, and I didn't buy ner chanukah, and if I'm potter from kol mitzvah. And very difficult to assume such a thing, although Mayor, you presented such a possibility. I'm just wondering, you know, we could be oiker kol mitzvah in a sense. But the answer is no. The answer is that lulav doesn't generate the chiyuv.
It's not that there's a heft of lulav in front of me, and since I have the condition that I own a lulav, therefore I'm chayv to shake the lulav. That's not the way it works. The chiyuv emerges on the gavra. The gavra is chayv in lulav. Again, at what point, you can ask me, at what point do I have to worry about making sure and guarantee that I will be able to fulfill it? The answer is that if I don't have a lulav, it's not that I'm a chayv in the mitzvah. If I don't have a lulav, it's the onus rachmon apache. Now we have to judge, is it onus or is it not onus? So now the halachas will have to fill in the details about at what point can I say, well, I couldn't have purchased a lulav. And that's where something like Osik B'mitzvah would come in, or maybe I'm a Vaz Nizyos, Al Yavaz Nizyos B'chomish, all these dinim. But if those dinim don't apply, that's why I think the Ritva is saying over here. The Ritva is saying, yeah, of course I have to daiga so that I'll be able to read Kriyat Shema B'zman. I have to daiga for Shechitas HaPesach, it's a Mitzvah Kvul B'zman. But the Ritva is saying, if I have a reason why I couldn't possibly be, well, I shouldn't say I couldn't possibly, but if I have an option which the Torah recognizes and maybe even encourages to put myself in a situation where when that absolute Chobas Gavra will emerge, I can tie up Tainus Ptur Onus Rahman Apatre. Why? Because Osik B'mitzvah, Potur HaMitzvah. I was busy with a mitzvah. Why didn't you buy the lulav before you were Osik B'mitzvah? Whatever. Enoch Inami. You know, will have to be done on each case legufo shalinyan, whether or not you really have a. But osik b'mitzvah, potur b'mitzvah is a tainus onus, and then afkamina is that even though for sure any chovas kavra that will emerge in the future, I have to die already now to fulfill that chovas kavra, that I have the wherewithal to fulfill it, because otherwise I can't claim onus rachman and patri, and the chovas kavra will emerge, like it or not, willy nilly. So in that case, all I have is a ptur of onus. In that case, you can't say, well, I didn't consider the possibilities in the future, I didn't buy a lulav. No, that's not going to cut the mustard. That's not a tainus patur. That's not a tainus onus. But, osik b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah, says the Ritva, that's a tainus onus. If that be the case, then I think the Rambam makes perfect sense. The Rambam is saying, yochel yatzimus enof, that's not like lulav. Because vadarta p'nei zaket is a mitzvah which emerges when? When does the chiyuv set into motion? With Re'iyah. So Re'iyah is not just a din, a tnai in the Kiyum HaMitzvah. It's not just an ofen Kiyum HaMitzvah. It's the Mechayiv itself. If that condition is a condition in generating the Chiyuv, says the Rambam, then I can avoid those conditions. Who says I have to generate those conditions upon myself in order to fulfill that Mitzvah, or to be a Chayiv in the Mitzvah, correct? Elo what? There's a special Zeres HaKosuv in Vadar to Pnei Zokin V'Yereisim Elokech. Says the Nodu B'Yehuda, the same thing should apply in the case of Korban Pesach. It's not shot that if you're Berichut Makom, all the Torah says, you know what, you're so far away, you're an Onus. You know, we can't expect you to make this long trek to Yerushalayim. That's not what's going on over here, says the Nodu B'Yehuda. What the Nodu B'Yehuda claims is that if you're in Yerushalayim, whatever the different cheapness of the Mishnah is, Pesachim, wherever you are, Bekiruv Makom, then and only then are the conditions set to generate that Kiruv. Says the Nodu B'Yehuda, I don't have to artificially or actively seek out the fulfillment and the existence of those conditions. That's not my obligation. So it comes out to the two ways of interpreting the Minchas Chinuch. Either the Minchas Chinuch is holding a new shot in the Aresa, in Rikuk Makom. He's learning that Rikuk Makom is a kind of tainus ptur. It's a kind of like, well, I'm too poor to afford a matzah. Well, that's possible, especially chabura matzah. Or I'm too poor to afford a lulav. By the way, lulav were very high in Eretz Yisrael this year. Wow. I paid 150 sheks for a lulav. I mean, usually I get a whole set for that price. I'm not going to tell you what I paid for an esrog, you know. And by the time I got to fulfill the mitzvah, the esrog was probably already possible by then. But anyway, so that's a tainus ptur. Says the Nod Bila, that's exactly what Rikuk Makom is. Rikuk is a tainus ptur. So what, you're going to artificially create a tainus ptur? That's not onus. And therefore, make sure that you don't check out of Yerushalayim before you dial. That's one way of learning the Minchas Chinuch. Or the Minchas Chinuch is arguing with the Nod Bila on a much more fundamental issue. He's saying, even if their mitzvah itself is conditional, and the chiyuv doesn't emerge unless those conditions exist, nevertheless, you have to go out of your way
because of the foreseeable mitzvah say that's going to emerge at the end of the day, down the line somewhere, through the conditions that exist, you have to, b'kuma say, create those conditions. So again, getting back to the Ritva, and this we'll conclude with this, is the Ritva saying that Enochinami, as far as mitzvahs are concerned, the Minchas Chinuch is correct. You have to daiga, you have to be concerned about the possibility that when the mitzvah will come, you'll be able to fulfill it. But the Torah is mechadish, also the mitzvah part of it. But as a universal rule, if not for the pasuk b'lechem derech, the principle is that I have to go out of my way and rip the hairs out of my head to make sure that I'll fulfill the mitzvah. That's the position of the mitzvah. In which case, the mitzvah is telling us exactly what inheres as a din mesuyim in the parasha of osik mitzvah potim. So that's how I thought of learning the mitzvah. You agree with it? It's wrong. How do I know it's wrong? Because look at the last five words of the mitzvah. The mitzvah says, she'ein chiyuv ha-mitzvah olhav ad she'agia zmano. Why did the mitzvah add those six words? The Ritva is talking about a din klali. He's not talking about osik v'mitzvah potim v'mitzvah. He's telling you the nature of a mitzvah kvul azman. That I don't have that mitzvah at all. It doesn't exist. It's not on the horizons. So the Ritva is saying what the Nodav Yehuda says against the Minchas Chinuch. In other words, originally I thought for sure the Minchas Chinuch was the Ritva was answering the question, why do I need the parasha of Lechem Aderech minus Chadish the Osik v'mitzvah potem v'mitzvah nifu? You're saying it didn't mitzvah. If that be the case, then the general assumption is that I have to worry about a mitzvah that's coming up on the horizons, and therefore the Ritva belongs to the camp of the Minchas Chinuch. That's how I thought Pshat. But the emphasis is that if you read the Ritva carefully, you'll see that the Ritva is saying that it's a general rule, and it's like the note viewed against the Minchas Chinuch, that when there's a mitzvah that hasn't yet come up on the horizons, is ein chiyuv mitzvah olav. He doesn't have the chiyuv at all. Okay, look over the Ritva again and see if you... Good.